So recently manufactured soldier hats, which is a type of hat that soldiers wear, has been changed to make parking meters. And surely with the approach of the world's famous World's Fair, this city will enjoy a steady flow of pennies from the citizens visiting the World's Fair, which we will be hosting here in this city. We are proud of the brave men who have come back from Europe and the Pacific to become factory workers of this factory. We are proud of our women folk who manned, or womaned, this factory while the men were away. So, in conclusion, thank you, and that is all. Thank you.
Governor! Governor Chapman!
Thank you, Steve. Miss Mary Madison from the King Morning Journal, she's trouble.
You bet I'm trouble. I'll deal with you, Steve, is it? I'll deal with you later.
Sorry, Steve says I'm not seeing any press today.
Sarcastic Voyage Theater presents Kill the Front Page, starring Amanda Smith and Danielle K.L. Gregoire.
You can't come in here, it's a restricted area!
Restricted is Latin for this way to the story.
Featuring Duncan Bosco, Mark Bosco, Terry Drozdak, Dave Fields, Sabrina Snyder, Jason Wallace, and Ron Algar Watt.
Governor, these are some serious allegations. I think a man in your position would want to comment. But I'm printing the story with or without it. Governor, where did you... Filthy pennies! I guess we can add germ warfare to the list of allegations.
Written and produced by Amanda Smith and Ron Algar Watt.
You know, Governor, this area is also restricted, unless you're a foreman. Are you a union man, Governor?
What? How did you get
They say if you find a penny, you have good luck all day. So the way I figure it, I'm good for the next 30 years or so. Now, how about that comment?
Actually, I'm already speaking with a reporter from your newspaper. I assume you know Miss Russell? Sorry, I didn't bring enough hard-boiled eggs for both of you.
What's buzzing, cousin?
Ralph, listen. No, don't take the pencil out of your mouth. Just listen. I know it's a bit outside of the purview of the reference desk to dig up dirt on a fellow employee, but do me a favor, would ya? I want to know everything you know about this Ruth Russell we just hired. I'll check back in with you later. Herbert, it's a good thing you're in. I came up here to put my 2 cents in, but when I smashed open that piggy bank, there was an awful lot of shiny nickels on my dresser top.
Oh, Mary, come in. I was just talking to...
What's buzzin', cousin?
Buzz off, little drone. Go dance with a daffodil.
You know, you catch more flies with honey.
Herbert, are we a flypaper or a newspaper?
Well, last I checked, we're a newspaper.
Oh, I checked on my way in. That's what the big metal letters on the wall say. You want an egg?
Herbert, I was this close. I had Chapman on the ropes. He was as good as KO'd, and this little cookie rang the bell.
Isn't that what you do when the fight's over?
Chapman and embezzlement scandal. Evidence links governor directly to illegal slush fund. By Ruth Russell?
At your service.
I've been on this trail for months. I've called in every bloodhound, basset, and beagle to sniff out that fat cat.
I'd say he's more of a rat.
What difference does that make?
Sometimes the best way to sniff out a rat is to use a terrier.
I don't follow.
Ruth's nickname is Terrier. Ruth Russell. Terrier.
Pretty clever, huh? The boys down at the station gave it to me.
I shudder to think what you gave them in return. Now, Herbert, we need to get a few things straight.
Actually, Mary, we probably...
One! When I stake a claim, I consider that claim staked. I don't want to have to look over my shoulder to see if some flibbertigibbet is yanking the stakes out behind me.
Is flibbertigibbet with 3 B's or 4?
2! I expect a little static from those bums at the other papers, but when the pain in my neck is coming from behind my back, then...
See... The thing is...
You do seem a bit tense now that you mention it. Wouldn't surprise me at all to learn that you're carrying tension in your neck. I could loosen that up for you.
Oh, so that's how it is. I guess I had you misfigured in regard to the boys down at the station. Listen, I've known plenty of people in your racket, and I'm not impressed. You can keep those paws to yourself. In this line of work, loose necks sink ships.
Mary, I...
Our boys didn't make this world safe for democracy just so you could go around torturing poor, defenseless metaphors.
Actually, speaking of our boys...
Wait! I should tell you a thing...
Hold it a minute.
Herbert, In all the years we've worked together, you've never raised your voice to me.
Well, I truly am sorry, Mary, but there are a few things we need to discuss.
You want us to take a powder?
No, this applies to you too. Sit down. Both of you. I spoke with Mr. King today.
Who?
King, as in King Morning Journal. Did you think the joint was owned by Mr. Journal?
Last I heard, Mr. King was busy building a zoo in which all the animals were the same sex.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
It's true. Mr. King has maintained a bit of a hands-off attitude towards his media holdings over the past few years. But now that the war is over, there's a certain expectation that things will be returning to the status quo.
Status quo? I don't follow, Herbert.
From the Latin, meaning state of things.
Muzzle it, Spaniel.
Well, not to put too fine a point
on
this.
Spit it out, Herbert.
Mr. King feels that crime, politics, and the like should be covered by men.
I've been exposing werewolves, mermares, and unicorn syndicates since before Adolf and his cronies goosed their first steps. Don't tell me this decision has anything to do with the war.
Frankly, I don't know what provoked this change.
Spending too much time in cages containing only male zebras?
But he's made it clear that you, both of you, should be concentrating more on
the woman's angle.
Not just.
Of course, maybe the family angle.
That about covers all the angles.
Okay with me, Chief. Can I call you Chief?
Please. Do.
Well, it's not okay with me. You know what all those angles add up to? Something obtuse, that's what. And I think it's time someone told Mr. Harold Webster King that there are two things his money can't buy. Happiness and the truth.
Well, you could tell him yourself on your next assignment. But I wish you wouldn't.
Whose next assignment? Hers or mine?
As it turns out, both of you. King's opening a new cinema tonight, an Avogadro way.
Oh, just past 6.
That's right. Ruth, I want you to cover the fashion angle. Gowns, tuxedos, the works. What are the glitterati wearing? Spare no adjectives.
And I suppose I'll be interviewing the potted plants.
Mary, listen. I'm not happy about this either, but Mr. King signs the checks. You're to cover the culture angle. Cost of the building, benefits of the community, that sort of thing.
If this piece were any puffier, it'd be a lapdog. Come on, lapdog, let's go.
I say there. You're the girl with the journal. First gala, is it? Well, I'll give you a few pointers. For starters, you don't just clump by a star of my magnitude. Now be a dear and ask me who I'm wearing.
What you're wearing is my patience. You're flapping your lips at the wrong reporter. You're looking for the empty-headed, eager beaver with a mouthful of hen fruit. You see this slip of paper in my hat? It says press, and until I have it out with the man upstairs, it will continue to say press. And it's lucky for you and your fake fur that I'm not covering the gowns of this gala.
Fake?
Maybe that skunk walked under a house being painted to cover up that strike, but that doesn't make it any less a skunk, no matter what you see in the cartoons. Harold King, a lot of empty seats in your private box. Shouldn't you have at least 2 or 3 waitresses with delusions of acting up here with you?
My friends call me Mr. King.
You're not making any friends with this new policy of yours. A policy which coincides with the disappearance of a certain masked adventurer. Are your mask and trench coat days really numbered?
It coincides with the end of the war. Don't you think all those fine young men deserve a seat at the table? After all they did to make the world safe for democracy.
We've never had a problem with elbow room at the table before.
Don't worry, Miss Madison. There's still a place for you. Setting the table. They're about to start the feature. Shouldn't you get your notepad out? I wouldn't want the arts and culture page to suffer due to your inattention.
I don't need to watch it to know how this goes. The plucky hero is underestimated in the first act, threatened in the second, then manages a daring escape and kisses the girl. Everything is tied up neatly and everybody ends up happy. The only thing worth watching in a picture house is a newsreel, because that's the only thing with a dash of the truth in it. You can hang the rest of it as far as I'm concerned.
If you don't like the pictures, there's surely a story in Harold's Corners, my new suburban community. I think there's a ladies' auxiliary there doing good work in floral arrangements. Is that true enough for you?
Huh.
Would you at least do me the courtesy of facing the screen to look at the film you're supposed to be covering? This is the scene where Danny Kaye whistles the tune that our forward backers paid $30,000 to seamlessly blend into the picture. I predict it'll be on the hit parade all summer.
Did you swap that domino mask for a Swami's turban? If you fancy yourself a prognosticator, I suppose you'll want to read my palm next. King, is this some kind of a stunt? Everyone down there just stood at attention.
My eyes are on the screen, Miss Madison, where yours should be. And by breakfast tomorrow, I expect to be reading either a glowing review of this film that specifically sings the praises of the future hit song therein, or your resignation letter.
Oh, I didn't expect to see you here. Projection booth is a bit outside of your culture beat.
And I thought the projectionist was outside of your beat.
Well, I wasn't exactly rubbing his shoulders. Oh, now you scared him off.
Never mind that. Did you notice that commotion while you were canoodling?
Nope, I was halfway to getting my brains canoodled out before someone barged in. To which commotion are you referring?
Down there, just now. I haven't seen a crowd of people jump to like that since Hitler took the top of the bill at the newsreels.
Oh, you're learning arts and culture lingo.
It happened right when that fellow whistled, like this.
Steve, is that you? Steve? Can he even hear me?
The lights are on, but nobody's home. Why did that happen to him and not you? Wasn't he paying attention?
Well, he did say he had to keep one eye on the screen. Where are you going now? To interrupt someone else's fun?
Yes, that's exactly what I intend to do.
There were uniformed cops at the theater. Couldn't we just talk to one of them?
The boys in blue at that shindig were no better off than the rest of those poor schmoes. What we need is a control group. A fresh batch of bacon that hasn't hit the frying pan yet.
Bacon? That reminds me. I need to pick up some more eggs. Shouldn't we be heading east if we want the 8th precinct?
Well, you'd think that. In most cities, four rights make a square. But in this crazy burg, you have to keep your Pythagoras handy, because some dizzy city planner thought geometry and architecture were one and the same.
I thought they fixed that mess when the WPA came through here in the 30s.
Yeah, we all thought that. But those federal goons turned a junior jumble into an enigma that would give Turing himself nightmares.
Well, this is the place. Can I assume you'll be taking the lead?
The only kind of dance I'm concerned with is a square dance, as in a square deal. And I'm not dancing. I'm the fella calling the steps.
Sure, and if it isn't the fair maid Madison.
O'Shaughnessy, I was bracing for Sullivan and his terrible poetry. I guess you gave the poor dove a day off, finally.
Aye. Corporal Sullivan's hired a sitter for his 13 girls and taken Mrs. Sullivan for a night on the town.
Actually, it's a night on the town that brings me here.
All due respect, miss, but I have a hard time picturing you... having fun.
We just laid eyes on about 200 people in some kind of mass hypnotic trance at Harold King's swanky new cinema uptown.
All due respect.
You said that already. You need a new phrase for I'm about to say something insulting.
You have to admit, it sounds a bit implausible.
Sergeant, this city is packed to the gills with the undead, the immortal, and the undying. Not to mention gills. Surely you read my cover story in the journal about the fishwoman who murdered her husband.
Well, I suppose you're having a fair point there. Just a moment.
He's really not wrong about the fun thing. Why is it so hard for you to socialize?
I've tried that. You know how you start a conversation? With how do you do? And the only correct response to how do you do is how do you do? Then you're caught up in what the eggheads call a feedback loop.
I don't know. Can't you mix business with pleasure?
Business is pleasure. And if you don't think that, maybe you're in the wrong line of work.
All right, Miss Madison. I just spoke with the officers providing security at that very theater tonight. They assure me there's been nothing untoward.
Now listen here, you dim-witted flatfoot. Those goons of yours were on board the same crazy train bound for Droolsville that everyone else in that theater was.
But you and your friend here weren't, I suppose.
She's not my friend.
But I could be yours, officer. I'm real friendly.
Down, Terrier. We're clearly fishing in too small a pond here.
Oh, is this the spot where we can find the G-men? That must make it.
If that were the case, this joint would be empty on account of them not being able to find it.
Ma'am? Other ma'am?
Never mind the pleasantries, probationary agent Nelson.
All right. Down to business, then. What can the FBI do for you?
You can start an investigation into the funny business at Harold King's new theater.
Was it communists?
I can't rule it out, but I expect a quick call to my paper would confirm Comrade Stalin's whereabouts at the time in question.
Mr. Hoover has been pretty clear that he doesn't want us wasting time or resources on any menace that isn't red. Have you tried contacting local law enforcement?
We already got to the end of that rainbow, and the pot of gold was empty.
I got that reference.
No, you didn't.
Well, I've never worked the sports beat, but I think we struck out.
It's three strikes and you're out. Everything comes in threes. Haven't you ever heard a joke before?
It would make my day to hear you tell a joke. Tell me your joke.
So, it seems there were these three fellas.
Take cover! Look, don't run into gunfire!
This is no time to cower in the bushes. We've got them now! Taxi! Well, are you coming with me? I thought you were following my lead.
I thought you were never supposed to get into the first taxi.
If there's one thing we learned today, it's don't believe everything you see in the pictures. Follow that car! Step on it, driver.
I can't believe we lost them. Where to now, Skipper?
We're going to King's office?
Enough of this pussyfooting around.
You're coming to get the story straight from the horse's mouth?
I'll tear it from the horse's throat if I have to. Let me talk to Mr. King.
Mr. King is preparing for some very important visitors.
You're damned right he is.
Are you just going in there?
You stay here. This could get ugly.
I thought I made it clear that I was not to be interrupted.
Claire is the one thing you haven't been.
Boy, I can think of a lot of places I'd rather be right now.
Well, I don't know. The view's pretty good from here.
Are you with Miss Madison?
Well, with is a strong word. We're both reporters.
You're nicer than most of the reporters I've met.
And you're prettier than most of the secretaries I've met.
Well, I'm actually a model. And an actress. And a writer.
Really?
Oh, sure. Mr. King even uses my ideas sometimes. You know that radio show about the lovesick nun? That was my idea.
You're practically a household name.
So what's she so angry about?
Well, you know how forest fire can wipe out acres of foliage, and how it turns out it all started from one careless cigarette?
Sure.
Well, your boss, our boss, the boss, is that cigarette.
Wait, weren't you one of the gals who sat down to the big premiere?
I was. And you know, I never actually got a press packet on the production. Would you happen to have one?
If I'm not reading that movie review in the morning edition, you'll be barging in on some other publisher by this time tomorrow.
Come on, we're leaving.
And after that, I want the two of you covering the Kitchen of Tomorrow exhibit at the World's Fair.
Thanks, sweetie. Gotta run.
Bye.
If you let something like that happen again, I don't care how many smash hit radio shows you come up with, you're through as well.
Well, that was a big goose egg.
Oh, I don't know. King's secretary seemed nice.
Is there anyone you won't flirt with?
Well, I think flirting with my children would be inappropriate.
Children?
You know, offspring, progeny. There must be some kind of punch card I can feed into you to help you grasp this human concept.
Frankly, I'm amazed you find the time to grasp as many humans as you do.
Come on, I'm hungry. Let's go get some eggs. Say, is this our... Oh! What are you... Oh! Wow, people actually use ether-soaked rags? Maybe I should start believing what I see in the pictures.
Oh, good. It seems you have waked up.
Tying a gal to a chair? You'd think a man as allegedly smart as King would leave more original instructions for his hired goons.
I don't understand at least 37% of that sentence. But we have other business to matters.
Well, if you're looking for a dialect coach, you might want to find someone who speaks a little more slowly.
You'd make a good, excellent guinea test for my experiment of science.
You'd think someone with a syringe as big as that might be familiar with the Hippocratic Oath. Ow!
That won't have hurt a bit. Now, this needle just work on two stages. One stage is a true serum, where all your delicious secrets will burst forth like a brain pinata. Stage B is you do whatever I say.
Truth serum? What's next? You gonna try drowning a fish?
Fish don't drown. They live in water.
Nothing gets by you.
And once phrase B is underway, we won't have to worry about nosy twists spoiling our plans.
Twists? Please. Nobody's used that word in years. You need to pick up a revised phrase book.
Oh! That must be the lunch foods I ordered from the delicatessen. Hello, let me just get my... Oh!
Hello, Terrier.
If you're finished playing Wonder Woman over there, we've got work to do.
Funny you should mention Wonder Woman. Apparently I'm under the influence of some kind of a truth serum.
Well, that's straining the limits of credibility.
How did you find me?
That sweet gal in King's office gave me some information about our questionable feature from the other night. The foreign backers that gave King money to peddle their tune, they're from... Cordovia.
I'm reluctant to admit this, but I don't know where that is.
Neither did I. But they're in town for the World's Fair. And this person is an attaché. But she doesn't look much like a briefcase to me.
The World's Fair? Looks like we're going to be able to see the Kitchen of Tomorrow after all.
I hear they're working on a machine that does 3-minute egg.
You repurpose those ropes for our briefcase, friend. I'll call the research desk and see if they can't pin down where these Cordovians are. And possibly what they are. Get me the King Morning Journal, research desk. Hello, Ralph? Mary, I need you to... Oh, uh-huh, right. You don't say. Well, I have to say, that puts a cat in with the canaries. Right. No. Thank you. I actually have something else for you, though. Find out what you can about the country of Tordovia, and what they have cooking at the World's Fair. What? I would guess Europe, but it could be Antarctica for all I know. Thanks, Ralph.
That takes care of Spradley.
Bradley?
Yes. Her name is Spradley. Don't you bother learning anyone's name.
So, when were you going to mention that you were in the war?
I figured I'd get around to it. After I told you about my third grade field trip, the time I had my wisdom teeth taken out, and that raccoon I had as a pet. Is there any other relevant bit of my past you feel entitled to?
The way you cozied up to gowns and flower arranging, I never figured you had much of a nose for human suffering.
That's where the story was. I snuck onto a hospital ship, started filing stories of a man named Baldwin, and by the time the wire services sussed out that this cub reporter was really a mama bear, it was too late to complain that the port was too cold.
I thought you chaired the committee against the torture of metaphors.
Anyway, after all that, I could stand to see flowers being arranged rather than corpses. I'm actually surprised you didn't go to war.
People were being cheated and murdered before there was a Pacific or a European theater. Somebody had to stay behind to punch tickets during the matinee.
Which brings us back to movies. There's a giant screen of the World's Fair, and if I don't miss my guess, the Tordovians might try their little trick again.
What about Spradley?
Well, we could call the cops, if you think that would do any good.
You're learning.
Would you get a load of that? That building's an egg! I wonder if I could get them to build me an egg house.
Have you thought about broadening your culinary horizons?
Uh-oh. It's King. Wait, are we avoiding him at this point?
I never avoid anyone, but I think he might be in the clear after all.
So he's nothing to hide, then?
Not anymore, apparently. Time was he spent his nights prancing around in formal wear and a flimsy disguise. Fancied himself a vigilante. Didn't think anyone knew it was him. Knowing about it, and letting him know that I knew about it, gave me a lot of latitude. But it seems he hung it up and decided to become one of those eccentrics. So goodbye, Leverage. Hello, Kitchen of Tomorrow.
I always wondered what the difference was between crazy and eccentric.
Eccentric has $1 billion in the bank and a front yard full of mismatched zoo animals. Crazy wishes they could have an egg house. Here's the Tordovian Pavilion.
As evidenced by their flag, which has a candy cane on it?
And a flamingo.
Mustn't forget the flamingo.
Now, I'm gonna go corner the ambassador and hope I can get him to sing without whistling. You see about throwing a monkey wrench at whoever's showing this movie.
Remember, this guy's a diplomat. It wouldn't kill you to try some diplomacy.
It just might. Say there. You appear to be an aesthetically pleasing subordinate. How about I blink these hairs at the end of my eyelids till you let me through that door? You speak English, don't you? You do? Then how about we speak English together at a date, which is to say a later time, after you open this door? Maybe this charm nonsense is more complicated than I thought.
Out of my way! I'm important and I'm on my way somewhere!
Wow, it worked.
I'm ready to go to the premiere, Jansom. Is there... Oh. Hello. I don't believe I've pleased the pleasure.
Can the act, Johnny Foreigner. You're coming with me. There's a whole throng of people out there that you owe an explanation to for your double-dealing, truth-seruming chicanery.
I can assure you I haven't signed off on any chicanery.
We'll let the people make that decision. Now march.
But it's August.
Now you tell these folks about your evil plot to brainwash them.
I don't evil. I good.
Keep your mouth silent, Mr. Ambassador. I've got this handle.
Spradley.
The same. Those ropes were no match for my untying.
Damn it, Terrier. You spent all that time at sea and you couldn't pick up how to tie a sturdy knot?
I was distracted.
You both silence your mouth. This click box in my hand will release a toxic gas that will make you all at our bidding.
Bidding? We said that plan was no. Did you that plan anyway?
You never had the visions I has. The plan was great.
Is this why the lady is yelling about movies?
I put the hypnotize in that movie just like we talked about. All I have to do is whistle. Well, you know what whistling sounds like. And then the plan... is over.
J.A.Q., Spradley. I said no to the plan, and I say it again. Now. Now you go to your room.
Okay.
What just happened?
Sorry, everyone. I guess I do owe you an explain. Tordovia is a very small, very lonely country. We are rich in lobsters and beryllium, but poor in tourists. Even Mr. Hitler didn't invite us to his Reich party when all the other countries got to go. So young Spradley thought, it's a young person, might, that we could hypnotize rich Americans into coming to our country and spending their green dollars. They're called green dollars, right?
More or less.
But the only ideas she had were full of poison and needles. So I said no.
And she went ahead with the plan anyway.
So it would, apparently. The plan was that when we whistled the Tordovian national anthem, everyone would march in unison to our great country. They would enjoy our field and sleep in our hammock. But that plan was kiboshed by my no. So she will stay her room for many times.
Well, I guess.
I mean...
So I guess we can matter the considered closed.
Your daughter did poison my friend here.
We have a saying in Tordovia. If poison doesn't kill you, forget about it.
So the movie you're showing here wasn't filled with sinister subliminal suggestions?
Of course not. Just a long, sweeping shot of our field.
That seems harmless enough. You didn't smash that thing with your monkey wrench, did you, Terrier?
No, I just turned it off.
Well, turn it back on and let's get out of here.
Where to now, Skipper?
Back to the office. I've got a movie review to write.
But you never even saw that movie.
I think I can find something to fill those precious column inches. Come on, I'll buy you a dozen eggs.